east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You are on the air with us. Hi there.
Hey, George. My name is Randy. I'm from Cincinnati, and I'm actually a first-time caller.
Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you, but I'm a long, long-time listener.
Good. And something is built up. You want to vent. What is it?
Well, you know, I feel like the dog before the storm. I know what's about to happen, and what makes me really mad is that we as a society 200 years ago fought to make this country something, and today men in this country are just rolling over like wet pieces of toast and just letting, I mean, everything from corporations to the president, to this government, to the one world order that's about to hit us, just roll over us like a steamroller and not do a darn thing about it.
Don't hold back. Keep going. You're doing good.
Oh, believe me. Let me tell you what. I have lived on the Indian reservation out in New Mexico. I have kids that are half Navajo, half me. I have seen all kinds of injustices throughout the United States. I am really upset. We fought for this country. Can you imagine? I mean, our forefathers who died for this, you know, they died for, you know, taxation without representation, all this stuff. And today, you look at our gas prices. Look at the injustice with immigration. Look at, there's just so much. I mean, and it's like we just sit back and take it and take it and take it. And there's no need because we as a society, as a collective society, have one, it's really simple. The answer is really simple. Let's take the greed out of the world and let's become more centered toward progress. Let's instead of making bombs, let's make art like the Romans did. Instead of making chemical warfare, let's make music like the Greeks did. Let's leave a legacy for our kids to live for, because right now I don't think I'm going to get to see my kids grow up, and that makes me mad.
Good for you. Appreciate you being part of the program. You know, one of the things we should do is we should treat immigration exactly the way the Mexican government treats immigration. If you went into Mexico, you'd probably be put in jail if you went in there without your proper papers. If you went there to work, you'd have to go through all kinds of red tape just to get a job in Mexico. There's a litany of things you have to go through. It could take months, maybe even years, to work in Mexico. And look, I don't have to tell you about the horror stories of Americans who've been jailed and thrown into jails in, for example, Tijuana. I knew of a couple once that went down to Tijuana. Why, I do not know. But they went there. She got arrested because the Tijuana cops wanted to play around with these people. She got arrested. They said that she was a prostitute. This is a married couple going down there to just see what Tijuana was like. They wouldn't let her go until he came up with cash and lots of it to let her go. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. If we did that, everything would go crazy. Let's move on. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air. Time to vent. Hi there.
Hi, my name is Rain.
Hi, Rain.
I'm in Alaska. Is this George?
It sure is.
Hi, George. I love you. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
You all the time. But the reason I'm calling is I'd like to vent about the immigrants, these people who are coming over the border. I'm actually in being sued by somebody who isn't even a U.S. citizen.
For what? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. That's the problem, is the company I used to work for was sued until the owner went bankrupt, and he happens to be my sweetie.
What was he being sued for?
Because one of his employees tried to get a loan for this person who said on his statement that he was a U.S. citizen. When the lender discovered he wasn't a legal citizen, they refused to give him the loan.
Well, as they should have. They did a good job not providing the funds.
Well, then they sued the company for unfair housing practices. And my partner would not, he didn't agree to be sued, and so he fought this for 2 years until he had to file bankruptcy.
That's incredible. So he's fighting being sued by an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
And he's gone under financially because of the legal fees and probably everything else that chased him. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I guess you're mad about that.
Yes. Well, now they're saying I'm the partner and I'm not a partner. And so they're trying to get money from me, and I'd rather spend my money on my son going to college.
This doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And so in my research, I found that what they're doing is when this guy comes across the border, he gets himself a fake Social Security card, and he gets a job. And he pays his taxes. He has withholding taxes. Then he goes to a certain type of an agent who can then get him what's called a TIN number, which is a temporary identification number from the Social Security system. You use that to get a refund on your taxes that you've paid.
So he gets most of his money back.
He gets his money back, and then later, somehow he applies and gets a valid Social Security number. He's still not illegal. He's not a U.S. citizen.
I know. The whole system has to be revamped, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then with all these kids, then they can file for taxes and get the earned income tax credit.
Now, let me
so
tell you.
All the taxpayers are paying for his kids now.
You continue fighting the good fight, and don't let them get you down, and thanks for venting. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with me at Coast to Coast. Hi there.
How you doing? This is Bob out of South Dakota.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing? I just, my venting is this government, and the people that are running it just are so corrupt, it's just driving me insane. Kind of on this, what the lady was talking about just a minute ago, that it's all about money. They just want more money. And, I mean, how much is enough? I guess I'm calling for a revolution.
You know, sometimes you wonder how much is enough. I mean, how many houses do they need? How many yachts do they need? How many cars do they need? I mean, there comes a point where it becomes obscene, isn't it?
Oh, it's out of this world. I make what back in the 60s and 70s would have been considered a decent income. Now it's nothing. It's pittance.
It is pittance.
And it's time for a Bolshevik revolution. Put their feet to the fire and start all over again.
How upset do you get about this? I mean, can you go on your daily life, or is it really starting to pull you down?
It's something you can't get away from. It's something you just can't get away from. Everybody talks about it. Everybody feels it.
It like grinds away at you. It's right in your gut.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'd love to see if there's a way to get the whole country just to stop buying stuff for a month. That'd be awesome. Put them out of business.
Something. Thanks. Appreciate you being on the program. First time caller line. Your turn to vent. Hi.
Hi, this is Sandra out of Southeast Texas.
Hi, Sandra.
My big complaint is I work for a major retail establishment. After 17 years of service, I have been restructured and knocked down to a sales clerk.
Well, welcome to the economy of this country. You know, it is so unfortunate. I've got so many friends who are in their 50s who've been outsourced. They've been laid off. They can't find jobs. They're great, hard, qualified people. They're stuck. They have to go back to school, and let's say they were making $50,000 a year. They're lucky to get $25,000 now if they find anything at all.
That's just it. I'm going to be hard-pressed in my area to find a 14-hour job now. So now I'm stuck as a sales clerk. And I get to watch all the little teenage girls come in and get my job.
Were you good at what you did? Be honest with me.
I was. I was very good with what I did. All my people respected me. I asked something and they hopped to it.
And now you got to start all over again.
And now I get to start all over again. In fact, they would use me to go help this person, help that person, do this, do that. And I had no problem doing it.
I bet if you could, you'd start your own business, wouldn't you?
That's not even something I'd even thought about.
See, there you go. I just gave you an idea.